Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special school for Avi Marvi Marasi Sheyichu, Lulu Nishmas Mar's sister, Basub Shmuel, Chana Basub Zagyona, Marsa Antachana, Basub Meir Zev, the Rafuas, David Hanach Mordechai Frida Simcha, and Rafuas Yitzchaim Yechiel, Ben Esther. We're learning the Sig of Kfiyala Mitzvah, Sibidin Ovid Inish, Dina Lenafshe. And the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara says, what authority is associated with collecting tzedakah, maaser arusa? The Gemara answers, as Rav Nachman says, they collect collateral for the tzedakah. They can collect tzedakah by force, even on Erev Shabbos when people are busy and might claim that they have no time or money. And the Gemara gives an example of that, that Rava force Rav Nachman Bar Ami and took from him 400 zuz for tzedakah. Frak Tosfos, how is it that we force, Gemara says it's rich people, how is it that we force rich people to give tzedakah? It says in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, that mitzvah shemayin tzchar ktuvah b'tzida ain beis din shel matan muzharim aleha. That any mitzvah that the matan tzchar, the reward, is written next to it, like Rashi there says, that Pasuk is telling us that this is going to be the consequences if they don't keep the mitzvah, do the mitzvah, and not the coercion of Beis Din. So when he says Shemad Zchak Tzu B'Tzida, Beis Din doesn't force. There's no coercion. There, the Pasuk tells you what happens, and not Beis Din doesn't get involved. And the Gavet Tzedaka says, Keep a soch tiftach as yadcha. Lo, you should open your hand, give tzedaka. Keep la dar vazei varechacha. For this, Hashem will bless you. See, man tzchar ksuv b'tzida, kasuv b'tzida. So how is it that they were forced? Rich people were forced to give tzedakah. So Tosis gives a number of terutzim. One terutz is in the name of the Ri, that tzedakah you force, even though man tzchara is written b'tzida, because there's also a lav, lo sa'ameis is levavcha, lo sikbos is yadcha, not to close your heart and your hand. So since there's a lav involved, there's kfiyah. The Mishnah LeMelech in the third parak of Avodim Halacha Yudalit and the Ktsos in Siman Sadi Zayin Sif Katan Tas ask from Tosfos on what the Ramban says in the Tshuvas brought in the Ramah and Choshe Mishpat HaZayin that the mitzvah of Hashavas HaAvot is a mitzvah in the Torah to return a security to the poor person that was given for a loan. So this is a mitzvah essay shematan schar ksuv kasuv b'tzida ein beis din shel matan muzharim aleha. So the Ramban says that the mitzvah of Shavas Avot is not coerced by the beis din because it's matan schar kasuv b'tzida. Just he holds that if they want to be kofa, they're allowed to, like the Ritzba says, the famous Shitas HaRitzba in Tosis. But they're not, for the Beis Din doesn't have to force for a Shabbos HaAvot, doesn't coerce. Why not? Because Matan Schar Kasuv B'Tzida. So Frekt, the Mishnah LeMelech and the Ktzos, HaShabbos HaAvot also has a lav. It says, Los Shishkav Bavoto, don't sleep with his security. You took a blanket from him, don't sleep with it. So you see, there's a lav involved. And if there's a lav involved, why aren't we kofa? It's like tzedakah that we're kofa, even though man tzchar kasuv b'tzida, because there's a lav. So just like Tosfos says, there's a lav for tzedakah we're kofa, even though man tzchar kasuv b'tzida. So azayg dar zayin, the same thing should be with regard to Hashavas HaAvot. And the Ramban himself is among those poskim who hold that the reason we're kofa al tzedakah is because there's a lav, like we see in the Beis Yosef Yerodeh Reish Memches. So Hashavas HaAvot, Yesh lichboso, we should do kfiya because of the lav. No, shtar kash of the achronim. Be'etzim divrei ha'toisis, the toisis are mechalik between an essay and a lav, yesh lachkor. Do they intend to say, shekol hadin, she'en koifin al mitzvah essay, sheman tzchor kosev b'tzida, hu rak be'essay v'loy b'lav? Do they mean to say, as Shmuel in his chidushim and simen yud, on which we're basing this shir. So it is pshat that this whole din that we're not kaif in the mitzvah shemat zchor tzoz v'sida is only in an essay and not a lav, because this klal, the ain kofin kishaman karz chaz v'tzida, only relates to a mitzvah essay and not a molos essay, which is more chomer. Is that the pshat? Or no? Do we say that be'emes midin kfi ala mitzvahs ain lichbos? You're not even allowed to be kofi even if there's a lav, because seif said man tzoros chaz v'tzida. But just since there is also a lav of loy sikpoits, even though it's a lav she'ein boy maisa, nevertheless it's an iser, and we can be kofan this iser even without the din of kfiyala mitzvahs mikoyach hadin shel afrushe meisura, which are two separate dine kfiya. So it's pshat that we're koifa ala mitzvahs when it comes to loisaseis, even though man tzchor chaz v'tzida. Or it's pshat that we're not even koifa on labs. We're not koifa ala mitzvahs, but this is a different din. Afrushe meisura. Like we find in Bava Basra, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that for the din kfi of afrushe meisura, you don't even need a beis din. Anyone can strike his friend in order to be a mafrish meisur, in order to separate his friend meisur. Ayin b'sei for mishaviv nesivis of the ktsos and simon gimel, his ha'ara and the nesivis. So what's pshat in this din of kfi of being kofan alos to say? Is it midin kfiya? When it comes to a lav, there is kfiya? Or is it midin afrishe meisura? In the Chavis Das, in Yerideh Simen Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Katan Vav, we see, like the second tzad, that it's midin afrishe meisura. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Hay says there that Ribis Ktsutsa, Ribis Dairaisa, where it was already determined from the get-go, Yotze B'dayonim, it goes out with Dayonim. The judges take away any Ribis Ktsutsa that was taken. Sheyukoifin Umakin Oisoi Ad Sheteitzei Nafshoi, that they would force and they would strike him until he died, or gave it back, whichever came first. Aval ein beizdin yoredim l'nechasav. But beizdin is not yored l'nechasav. Omnam, ribiz ktsutsa yaitse b'dayanam sheikofen u'makanon sech teitse nafshoi. But they're not yored l'nechasav. B'rishayinim nemuke Yosef, bov mitziya, samach aleph amit beiz, b'shem harashbo v'haran, explain b'tam dinze, that since there's no shibud nechasim anachzoras ribis, as we see from the Gemara in Bava Metzia Samach Beis Amud Aleph that we learn from the pasuk, that if the malvid dies, the sons are not mechuyev to be machzir the ribis, and the reason is because chazoras ribis ktsutsa, returning ribis ktsutsa, is not a choiv mamun, it's tam a mitzvah to return the ribis, but it's not pshat that the loiva has mamun by the malveh, and therefore there's no shibud nechasim. Hence the Yorshim are potter. And for this reason also Beis Din is not allowed to be Yored l'nechasav ulag voisim laloive. Beis Din also can't go down to the nechasim of the malve and give them back to the lova to get his ribis back, because there's no schus in the nechasim with which they can do a guvaina collection. And all Beis Din can do is force him with his goof until he says right sonny, and he's maknim me daiter the ribis. Frek the Chavis Das over there from the fact that by tztaka the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yeridei Asim and Reish Mem Ches, that if he doesn't want to give tztaka, the Beis Din is yoredim l'nechasav, even though tztaka bipshutoi is just a mitzvah, it's not a choiv mamon l'aniyim. So Maish not stuck a mechazaras ribis ktsutso. Why is stuck a different than ribis ktsutso? That by ribis ktsutso we say that there's no yordim l'nechasav. Beis doesn't go down to his nechasim, taking them away because it's not a choiv mammon, it's not a shibut nechasim. Stam mitzvah bi'alma. But by tztaka we say that Bezin is Yoredim L'Nechasov, and Pashtus there also, it's just a mitzvah, there should be no Shibud Nechasim. And for the Chavis Das, based on Taisvus, that tztaka, since there's a special lav by tztaka, Bezin can be kofa, even mitzvahs esei Shaman Zchor Kosov Bitsida, and therefore Bezin also has the right to be Yored L'Nechasov, to go to his property and take it away, because by not giving tztaka he's over an iser. So in order to prevent the iser, Bezin is yardim l'nechosov. Mashen ken b'achzoras ribis, unlike a case of achzoras ribis, dal alavim kvar over b'shas halva. B'shas halva is already over on the lavim. And on the chazara, returning the ribis, there's only an asay, oy bazoi. The whole din of kfiya is midin kfiya ala mitzvahs. It's not a frushe meisura. You already did the yeser. So all we have here is kfiya ala mitzvahs. So kfiya ala mitzvahs is no yoredin l'nechasov. Mitzad afrushe meisura or yoredin l'nechasov. But here's no frushe meisura. Because the issue was already done. All there is here is kfiyala mitzvahs. That they can't be already than a chasav. They could just force him with his body. Vilyev should lay than a chasav. Parenthetically, from the Nesivis Simon Gimel, Sof Sif Katan Aleph, we see that din kfiyala mitzvahs din afrishim eisur is one din. But the Chavis Das, who's the same gentleman, of Yaakov Milisa, here he's learning that no, two different things. Afrushe meisura, your yordim l'nechasav, and not kfiyala mitzvahs. So I'm hoping, if God gives me life and good health, and the Simchas Chaim and the financial means to continue these shiurim, then I hope to ask on the get to the kashas and the Chavis Das, when in this chiluk he makes between kfiya ala mitzvahs and afrushe meisura. Al kol panim hamiyah chazinan midvarav vaistois, from the words of the Chavis Das that he learned in Tosfos, that there's kfiya b'tztaka is not because essay is different than loisesay le'inyan din matan schar b'tzida. No. He holds it's b'chal not a din of kfiya ala mitzvahs. He holds the chilek is between kfiya ala mitzvahs and afrushe meisura. And the reason by tztaka, you're allowed to be yored l'nechosav, and you're allowed to be kofa by tztaka, is midin Afrushe Meisura. Okay, so that's one Yisod, Chashiv Yisod, that we learned. And we had the Gemara that we learned together, B'siyat Tishmayim, Baba Basra, with the Tosfos. Kasha, why Rakofa, let's talk about the Man Schar Katsu B'tzida. We saw one Teretz of Tosfos. We asked from Hashabbos that the Teretz was that there's a lav involved. We asked from Hashabbos Avot that there's also a lav involved. And they were not kofa, according to the Ramban. Why not? And we had our chakira of, do we do kfiya midin lafrushim eisura, or midin that it has a lav? There's an insane essay in a lav. And we, based on the Chavis Das, anyway, his opinion is that it's midin lafrushim eisura. And the Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully continue in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.